Hey, it's Deanna and Justin.
Greetings.
We're back after both being terribly sick.
Oh, we gotta talk about it. All right. Do Liar Liar first.
All right.
Okay.
So my Liar Liar story. We were reminiscing about school, grade school, and I had a gym teacher who one day made us all line up and take turns like chopping, like, you know, chopping his back, like when you use the back of your hands and you just like up and down someone's back,
which definitely isn't the real massage technique.
No, but we were like in fourth grade.
That's horrifying. I moved to a new school in third grade, and that year our principal was retiring, so they made us learn a song, and I can't think of the song right now. It'll come to me. But they gave us fake wax lips to like give her a kiss on the cheek. And we lined up, and legitimately, I opted
creepy.
Out of it. When I was 8, I knew that jail. Okay. Speaking of sick, I've realized it before, but it came to fruition, that I cannot throw up lightly, if that makes sense.
You're a violent vomiter?
It is. So I got the stomach bug. First thing, there's always a stomach bug going around. I love when you get sick and people go, oh, there's something going around. I go, yeah, it's the world. There's 39 billion people.
Yeah, everyone's sick.
Everybody's sick. Everybody's always sick. But I realized that I cannot. So me and my dad went out. I thought I got sick from like a dirty beer line.
Yeah.
We both ate the same things. The only thing is we drank different beers when we went out. I probably got it from the gym because someone else at the gym was sick too. But I started feeling it in the morning. I'm like, I don't feel good. This oatmeal I ate is not sitting well. And then I threw up.
You were building your oatmeal tolerance, though.
No, see, that's what I thought it was. No, but I was still eating oatmeal a lot. So then I threw up. But I threw up twice. But within those two times, it was 5 full ones in a row. So there was nothing left in me. It took me a day and a half to get hydrated afterwards.
Oh, God.
But what I realize is I'm not, like, I can't, like, a dainty vomiter.
You can't do it gracefully.
It felt like I got hit by a car.
Oh, yeah.
Like my chest, my ribs.
Yeah,
my
you get
back.
Sore.
In college, this is when I knew I wasn't a light vomiter. It was the night before Thanksgiving break. So we were leaving on a Wednesday, but I was doing a radio show Wednesday morning. So the night before, I drank like a whole bottle of Three Olive Cherry.
Oh, God.
Woke up the next day. Me and my buddy are doing the sports show. Every break, I have to go throw up in the bathroom. And my dad can tell on the air. So he's like, I'm coming early. Like, he's listening, doing the show live. He's like, I'm coming to get you, whatever. I get in the car. I blew out every blood vessel in my eye, like all around my eyes. And he looks at me and goes, tell your mother you got in a fight, which is somehow less embarrassing than me just profusely vomiting.
Vomiting so hard.
So much.
That you busted blood vessels in your eyes.
I don't know if it didn't really ruin Three Olive Cherry for me. You know, like usually how that's a ruining of the alcohol.
What made you
experience.
So sick that you'll never drink it?
There's nothing anymore. I did take a break from Southern Comfort for 10 years.
I will always take a break from Southern Comfort.
I love SoCo, though.
I used to drink it when I was younger.
SoCo Lime.
Yeah, not anymore.
But good tequila is better than bad tequila.
Oh, I love tequila. I'll never stop that.
Cheap tequila?
No, it's got to be nice.
But can you drink cheap tequila?
I could.
Yeah.
I mean, if all you had was like...
Well's bad.
Yeah, but it's got to be a certain kind of well.
Of the well liquors, which one's the worst? It's got to be tequila for me. Well vodka I can drink all day.
Oh.
Well rum all day. Well gin, I've built a callus to.
I think well tequila is probably
the worst
of the worst.
Because I think it's more fakely flavored.
Everything else
sense.
Is more manageable.
Yeah, I think the well tequila is... Like fake agave. Like it's vodka and they make it taste like tequila. I feel like that's what well tequila is.
Right. Yeah. Oh. And it's probably not even made with agave.
No, I don't think it is.
Yeah.
It probably doesn't say on the back. Like
ew.
Bankers or Joaquin's or.
I just got the chills.
A little blackberry brandy. We're killing it today.
I have to tell you about something that happened to me last week when I was home.
Sick.
Sick. It has nothing to do with me being sick.
Did you have stomach sickness or
no.
were you head sickness?
No, I was head sick.
Okay.
I had an ear infection, like a 5-year-old.
Oh, I used to get those all. I'm a candidate for adult tubes, Deanna, so I feel it.
I have not had one of these since I was a toddler.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty positive. But anyway.
They're gross, too.
Regardless. I was home, and I was doing a little bit of work because I still had work to do. And one of the engineers here, Dan Kane, who we used to see a lot, he texted me and he said, "Hey, are you done working for the day?" And I said, "I was never there."
He also texted me that too. So someone was in here and they thought it was us. Well, same day.
I said to him, "I wasn't there at all." And he goes, "No, I saw your laptop was live on our creepy back-end system."
Oh, yeah.
"That monitors everything."
Yeah, I have my own.
And I said, "Oh." And he goes, "Yeah, so I noticed that you've been idle for a while. Are you done working?" And
well,
I said,
"Are you alive?"
I said, "Well, yeah, I'm done for now." Why? I guess he had to do some kind of software update.
They updated this computer too. So, yeah.
So he had to do some kind of update, you know, remotely. He had to remote into my computer and everything. And I was like, "Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead." So I had to give him permission to, you know, log into my computer. And so I figure, well, now he said he was going to be about an hour. So I was like, "Okay, well, let me go do some other things." And the poor dog hadn't been walked in days because I was so sick.
Yeah.
I couldn't get off the couch. And Jacob was out of town. I was alone to do everything, and I couldn't do anything at all. And so I go outside, and I'm throwing the dog the ball. We're playing fetch in the backyard. I come back in, and I hear something in a faint distance. I was like, "What is that noise?" Because I didn't leave anything on. I didn't leave the TV on. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what that noise is. I walk upstairs into where, like, the great room where my laptop is. And it is a YouTube video of 10 hours of Rick Astley singing "Never Gonna Give You Up." And I started dying laughing. I texted Dan. I said, "Did you just Rickroll me? Like, did you actually have to get into my laptop or did you just Rickroll me?" And he goes, "No, I'm so sorry." He said, "That's how I keep the computer from going to sleep."
Oh, because it's 10 hours worth. So it'll keep going. That is what a choice of things.
He inadvertently Rickrolled me.
You can pick any video. I mean, you know what? Now I think about it. He has always told me about 10-hour loops of videos. So he has a roster of multiple videos, but he just chose.
Well, he chose that one.
Rick Astley for you.
I needed that laugh. I wasn't feeling too hot. So
it is not like, I'm going to look this up because one would think that Rickrolling has jumped the shark. And every time that people think Rickrolling is over, there's more Rickrolling.
It's not over. It's still very much alive.
I'm almost positive there is the first Rickroll. There is I'm dead serious when I say this.
When did the first Rickroll happen?
There's documented the first Rickroll. There is Rickrolling. There's a documented date of when it was first Rickrolled.
How did it even, like, who thought of this?
It was on 4chan. I don't know if you know what 4chan is, but it's like more toxic Reddit.
No idea what that is.
It's like people who are perpetually online. Oh. Those people. 2006, it originated. The video bait and switch trick grew popular in 2007.
Really? That long ago?
April Fool's Day in 2007, it blew up because it went across a bunch of websites. And then 2008, it got huge. So
That was pretty amazing.
So I was doing this in high school. We were Rickrolling everybody.
I had no idea it was that long ago.
Astley, who had only returned to performing after a 10-year hiatus, was initially hesitant about using his newfound popularity from the meme to further his career, but accepted the fame by Rickrolling the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in 2008 with a surprise performance of the song. Since then, Astley has seen his performance career revitalized by the meme's popularity. He's very popular overseas. Like, very.
Really?
In Europe, which is like the most European thing ever, Rick Astley.
The Euros love
huge.
Rick Astley.
Here, one hit wonder. He's on commercials now. Like, this guy, he's been milking this for 15 years now. But it was popular in like the 80s or whatever, whenever the song came out. And then now he's still milking it, and good for him because, you know, when you're a one-hit wonder, it's hard to continue your career.
Speaking of Europe, when we were texting each other about being sick, you texted me something, and I don't know if you noticed, and also read it back to yourself.
I sick?
Yeah.
Okay, when I sent this to you.
Yeah.
I was so out of it. There was a point that I was going to go to the ER and tell them that I was dying. This is the most sick I've ever been.
Well, but you texted
me. For one day.
We were chatting about both being sick, and you texted me something. And I don't know if you realized what you texted me or how you texted it to me and also did the same thing that I did when I read it.
Yeah.
But I felt like you would. And if you didn't then, then you'll get it now. But
yeah,
you texted me, everybody's sick. And when, not everybody's
sick.
But when I read it, I read it in your voice. Everybody's sick.
Everybody's sick. I probably, I think I meant like everybody's sick. Like everybody is sick.
But I just.
You know what's the worst part?
I don't know why it was so funny.
The worst part about being that sick.
Things are more funny when you're alone.
Yeah. I was at one point I was laying in the bathroom on the floor with my feet against the wall, like my butt, you know what I'm talking, like an L?
Yeah.
Just sweating.
Just hanging but I, out in the bathroom?
But what I realized is I puked so hard that it broke my fever, which was great.
Are you kidding?
No. That's like when you're hungover, I just make myself throw up now because I feel immediately
better.
That's
the worst. Jacob does that too.
Like but does he feel great afterwards? Yeah, it works.
Yeah, but when he, I don't get it. Like when he's hungover to the point where he just feels like I got to get this, exercise the demon.
Yeah.
He'll make himself vomit. I'm like, I hate, that sounds awful.
I was so out of it that I was responding to people in one text, in another text. Like I sent my dad a bunch of stuff that was meant for somebody else and then he just ignored it. Also, my joints hurt, and I learned that your joints hurt because of the white blood cells being produced. I didn't
really?
Know this stuff. My knees hurt so bad. I just laid in bed and groaned all night. Ugh. Dad's like, I could hear you from downstairs. I'm like, that's not good. Just going, and like, no. I drank Theraflu, immediately threw it back up.
Oh, I mean, God.
Thank God Pedialyte still sends me stuff because it finally came in like very, very handy. But a day and a half of trying to get rehydrated after getting sick. I think I lost like 12 pounds.
Oh my God.
I looked great. It was, I get it now. I looked great afterwards. That was the biggest thing. But then a couple days later, I felt fine. But it was not, it was 24 hour stomach bug thing.
Yeah.
Which is the flu. The stomach bug is the flu.
Right. And it was going around. Like,
it's always going around.
No joke, though. It really was because everybody either had that, which they were calling the norovirus. Everybody either had that, like, kind of stomach sickness, or what I had, which was like a horrible head cold that turned out to be an ear infection.
I'm just sanitizing my hands like 24/7 now.
I don't want to be around anyone.
Well, that's just normal, but being sick was
terrible.
That's
just the huge.
It was
but
so bad.
Even more so now. But while I was sick and alone, I did a lot of scrolling.
Yeah,
and
I do that when I'm not sick.
I know. And I was on TikTok more than usual.
Okay.
And yes. I came across a joke on TikTok that had me belly laughing.
Okay.
For hours.
Do you save it or are you going to tell it to
me? I'm going to tell it to you.
All right, go ahead.
Because
I probably saw it. Remember this.
I think about it randomly throughout my day and just start laughing now.
Okay. Is it a joke or is it like a bit?
It's a joke.
Okay. We'll see if I can finish it. Contain yourself.
Why are chickens funny?
Why are chickens funny? Is it like because or something like that?
Yeah.
Did I get it right?
Because.
I've never seen that joke before, and I just deciphered it. I don't know if I could ever laugh again. I don't know.
I think it was funnier because it was like a four-year-old telling the joke.
That makes it funny.
So this like tiny little kid is walking around and his mom is videotaping him and she goes, all right, tell your joke. And he goes, why are chickens funny? And she goes, why? And he goes, because.
I have a TikTok. That's so bad. That's so bad.
So good.
Do you just walk around the house saying it now?
We do it to each other now.
Because.
I sent him a voice note. I texted him and said, why are chickens funny? He was in Texas for work. I said, why are chickens funny? He texted me back. He said, why? And I sent a voice note.
Oh, my God.
Because.
I have a TikTok ready. This is organically coming up now.
Okay.
My TikTok feed lately has been dupe colognes because I'm not going to spend $300.
Yeah.
Cobblers. I love watching boots get repaired. Oh.
Oh.
My.
You don't mean
God.
Like baked goods. You mean.
No. Just the guy like rips the bottom of the boot off and then he like hammers it. Like cobbler. It's amazing.
To me. Just watch this.
Dude,
stuff?
It's. I'm going to send you one later. But the one that I am obsessed with. I'm not a cat person, but I have become a cat show person.
Oh, no.
It's people So, like, I've been to the dog show. It's right. not as intense as this. The dogs go around the ring, and the guy, you don't hear the judge talking about the dog.
Right.
But at the cat shows, you do. I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with cat shows now. This is a woman judging a Persian cat. A Persian cat. It's a fluffy, big fluffy ball thing. I hear it here.
Remember I told you, ladies and gentlemen, Persian breed has one standard. It doesn't have for a boy or for a girl. It doesn't have for a silver and for a hemi.
Wait for it.
This young lady is just simply all that and a bag of chips. She is the perfection of geometric balance.
She's got a little
no longer than tall to make a square with a breadth of body that makes a cube. Look at that body. It's as broad
it's
as
See
it is tall as it is long. She has a short little tail.
That's a big cat.
It's huge.
Round, round head with a...
They manhandle these cats. I mean, they pick it up. It's, I don't know how the cats are so damn calm. They probably nipped it. Cat nipped it. But they, like, they're like, and the best, this woman's dressed normally. There's a man who has matching like satin sets of different cats.
How do these people take themselves seriously when they're sitting there holding
so many
cats and they're like, look at this round head and this geometrically like perfect body. How do they talk about cats like that?
When she opens her eyes, they're big and round. She is a broad horseshoe break, giving that sweet open expression. With wide set eyes. Oh my God, heavy bones. They call the that cat Big Bone.
Oh my God.
I'm obsessed with these
videos.
I
didn't know cat shows existed.
This is a tame one. This is my favorite one right now, but there's a man with this like Ric Flair colored mullet, and he has like a pajama set, and he has different cat faces. Like not multiple cat faces, one Uno cat face that takes up the entire outfit, and it's phenomenal.
I don't know if I can get into this.
Cat shows, like I've been in the dog show. Dog show's a little, there's like, duh, like, you know, whatever. The cats are like, why am I here? The cats are, but they're calm. They should be miserable. This is a grumpy cat. The only thing wrong with her, this is what she says, the only thing wrong with her, she's not mine. And then they hold the cat above their head like it's the Lion King. It is. I mean,
listen,
she's got cat tattoos. I just noticed this.
As a person who has two cats, I think cat shows are weird.
Oh, they're 100% weird. So are dog shows. They're both weird.
Full on judgment here.
They're both the fashion, but I'm telling you, the cat show.
This just
it's so
this
good.
Is just goofy.
It's the way they describe these cats is just if you have a couple hours like I do, just cat show video.
I would much rather.
I
want
to go to
else.
One. I want to go to one.
It
probably. You know what? The only thing is.
I don't know if I could sit through a whole thing.
Cats
cat
and dogs
show.
Had different smells. Cat show probably stinks. Dog show stinks. Cat show definitely stinks.
No, I couldn't imagine that a cat show stinks.
Cats
at
have
all.
A smell.
No, they don't.
Cats smell.
Not unless they like spray
cats,
somewhere.
There's 7,000 cats at the show. Somebody sprayed. Even if 1% spray. 7 cat spray, it's filling up the arena. All right.
Ugh.
They're just, it's so good. Persian, Tuche Andromeda. That's her name.
Oh, gosh.
This is my feed now. Cologne, cat shows, and making shoes.
Cologne, cat shows, and cobblers.
Yeah, exactly. I sound like a witch who lives in a
the
cabin.
The three C's of Justin's TikTok.
But sometimes it becomes too much. So I've been holding my phone and I'll go, I'm over these cat show videos, hoping that the government who listens through my phone and the TikTok people delete the cat videos. There's no way to undelete. Like, you can't really change your algorithm unless you watch full videos. So I just talk to my phone while I'm laying in bed to delete the videos.
I think that'll be the title of this episode. I like discovering the title while we're in the episode.
What's the title?
I think that'll be the title. The three C's of Justin's TikTok.
It's so, I'm, I'm, dude, we can talk about cologne real quick. I have 5 colognes. I feel like that's a normal amount of cologne.
I have like 5 perfumes.
Okay.
I think it's pretty normal.
My friends and I decided 2 to 5 is like where you should be. There are dudes, because I'm deep in fragrance talk, as they call it.
Oh, gosh.
Who have like 700 plus different colognes. At some point, your nose has to go blind, right?
Maybe.
Right. Like you're
have
sniffing.
You ever made your own?
No.
No? See, I've made.
Not on purpose.
I've made my own perfume. And
like
I think
a little
it's,
dropper.
Yeah, I think it's a little overrated, though.
You're like, limited to the smells
the
they provide.
The whole process.
Yeah.
Yeah, because what I really want, I realized what I really want is I want someone to like analyze my personality and my natural pheromones. Like, I don't know if they can, like.
Well, there's pheromone cologne.
Right.
Or whatever. You know what I mean?
But, like, I just would love someone to kind of, I don't know, like.
Analyze your stench?
Yeah. Analyze
what stench goes
my
to
natural
you?
Scent.
But what if they come up and they go, you should smell like old cigarettes?
And what
like,
kind
that's
of vibe I want to give off? Like, I sat in a room in Nashville making my own perfume. And, like, don't get me wrong, it was fun.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, I went home with this perfume and I was like, this is way too sweet smelling for me. I would never buy this in a store.
Yeah.
I don't know how I ended up with what I got.
Sip and sniff. Did you drink while you were there?
Yeah.
Say sip and was it called sip and sniff?
No.
Oh.
But similar. It's a they that's really, the concept.
Yeah, but they need to capitalize on that name.
I'm sure there's something out there
sip and sniff. They well, they just like I'm now I'm curious to get analyzed what the smell should be. Because there's so many different colognes. And like most of the guys on Fragrance Talk look like they own a strip club. So that's not me. I just want to smell. They're probably wearing the satin cat uniform.
Ew.
You know? All right. Gross. Liar, liar.
Okay. So if you thought that my story was a lie, you're right.
It was a lie. What did it, any of that actually happen?
Well, there was an instance that I probably shouldn't get into.
Okay. So that's the end of this one. Ah, whatever. Statute of limitations.
That's true. It was like
mine's true about no, kissing was, the principal.
I mean, it was like 20.
Oh, I remember.
30. It was like 30 years ago. It's over.
I remember the song. That's what friends are for.
Oh, you had
in
to sing that
times,
and kiss your teacher with wax
in
lips.
In bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore.
Oh, boy.
She probably should have gone to jail.
Okay.
It's
oh,
so creepy.
I probably should mention
that we have our own perfume line coming out.
We don't have our own perfume line at all. But we do have our own website, DeannaandJustin.com. You can find everything there. I'm not really sure about the timing of when this episode's going to come out, but the Window Santas, shout out to them for helping us make a family's day because we were able to donate a goodie bag from Brouhaha, a glam package from the Beauty Bar by Christina Ruggiero, gift cards by El Diablo Burrito in Wilmington, and lots of other fun things and some toys for a single mom and her daughter. So just got to shout out the Window Santas for helping us make that happen. And I think that's it.
Okay.
Okay, bye, mayonnaise.